I'd like to thank you all for coming. A great turnout from all the farmers from the northeast and around the state. I suppose I stand here as a very concerned cattle farmer.
And he wasn't alone there. That was Dane Martin from Glenfalloch Station at Lacola, kicking off proceedings at yesterday's rally against the introduction of riverfront camping. Joining him was Terry Doolan from Browns Plains near Howlong. He says he already lives next to a camping reserve.
I'll admit 90% of the people that camp in that reserve are very good, respectful people. But there's 10% that are just unbelievable. The things I've seen happen over many years, you know, I've had trees cut down over my fences. I've had a 14-foot gate or 3.65-metre gate cut off its hinges during the middle of the night and black cattle out on a very busy road, and it was just a miracle no one got killed. They've cut stay posts off our corner post to use as firewood.
So do you also have a grazing licence over the river frontage, or is this more of a case study of what can go wrong?
This is more a case study of what can go wrong, but I have got 450 metres of river frontage, and I think it's freehold frontage though. So, and I've got a fixed boundary back from the river.
How do we fix this situation where this has passed Parliament, this legislation is in place, we're working through the regulations? How do you fix it? How do you move forward?
I reckon it's got to be repealed. Like, with all that they've been carrying on with COVID, and you've got to be QR everywhere you go, they can now come into my property, people I have got no idea about, where they're from, where they've been, what they've done, and they can just turn up on your property and camp for 28 days, supposedly. And it's just, there's no traceability, and I'm sort of more of a hobby farmer, but the big farmers that are EU accredited, they will lose their accreditation because they're not controlling who's on and off their property, so they won't be able to sell their meat overseas. I just can't see how they can justify that when you can see what's going on with this COVID, where you can't do a bloody thing without signing a book wherever you go or having QR registration.
My name's Julie Tyrrell. I come from Wodonga West and I live near the river and creeks near Wodonga.
Why are you here?
I'm here because I've seen what happens already with rubbish and with people coming onto the land and not doing the right thing. I would like to see some form of accountability legislation or registration for people coming to camp with some idea of how long they'll be there, who it is. We've had property stolen from our sheds, and we've had farm equipment stolen, and we've had a lot of rubbish left on the riverbanks as well. And people need to be accountable for this. And if there's no record of who people are, where they are and where they're staying, then you've got no way of tracking people that do the wrong thing. And unfortunately, most people do the right thing, but a small minority will do the wrong thing and they make it bad for everyone else.
So the suggestion there to overcome that has been to build an app that people will sort of check where they can camp or register. Is that good enough? Will that solve the problem?
No, the app already has some inaccuracies, number one. It's open to interference, number two. And who's going to man things when they go wrong? Your 24 hourly numbers don't work particularly well already. We all raised our eyebrows when it came up today at the get together, and no, that won't work whatsoever, because who is going to be accountable for when there's an accident, when a bull bowls someone over, when there's fires? There won't be enough resources to deal with it.
Carol Gilman from Rutherglen was in the city for the rally. She said the time commitment to make a banner and get on the bus to go to Melbourne was irrelevant because it was for a greater good. Let's hear why that is so.
I think it's for the greater good of the existing lessees or licence holders. It's also about the future. If we as elders don't devote time to call government to task, then we are irresponsible. We are abusing our rights of... We're neglecting our rights of freedom. when we are neglecting the future of our children, of our environment, and we are permitting a government to run amok.
Have you done anything like this before?
Never. I was tempted to lie down in the streets for Vietnam, but my father prohibited it.
This is a big moment then.
It's a big moment, but I'm very passionate about this. Is about human rights.
Earlier on, VFF President Emma Germano addressed the crowd. She had a slightly different take on the debate.
The unintended consequences could be disastrous. We need them to stop, slow down, speak with us, get the regulations right, and actually show some respect to the people who have been taking care of these rivers for a really long period of time. Because if we turn around and we hand those licences back to the government and say, thanks very much, we know what a great job the government does of looking after the land that they're in charge of, would be a disaster. Slow down and take heed of these people who you're asking to pay for the votes that you earned going into an election.
Speaking of the government and politicians, we didn't cite a Labor MP yesterday. However, the rally did hear from Coalition and Greens MPs. The government has previously said it would continue to encourage families to spend time together in the outdoors.